Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of InspirationalHomeschooling.com. Today's guest is Thomas Russell. He is the director of cyber education, and he works at the National Cybersecurity Center's Student Alliance for Cyber Education. We are discussing educating students about cybersecurity and preparing them for a potential future career. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center, for bringing this show to you. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Thomas.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Well, tell our audience what cybersecurity is.
Well, when we think about cybersecurity, we used to think about one thing just a few years ago because we didn't have so many things hooked up to the internet and hooked up to networking. But now when you think about cybersecurity, think about anything that's hooked up to a network and all of the valuable information that's going over that network, financial, medical, personal information. Those things have to be protected in some type of way while it's traversing the network and the many equipment that it has to go through. So cybersecurity is ensuring that that information is protected and will not be compromised in any type of way.
That's great. So what is your background in cybersecurity?
My background in cybersecurity is pretty different because I've learned most of my cybersecurity through osmosis. The example I would give you, many years ago, I worked for Time Warner up in Littleton. And when I look at my job description and compare it to the job description today, my job description already told everyone that I was a security analyst, a cybersecurity analyst. But the crazy thing about that, in the mid-90s, you wasn't going to see that word very much because that's not what we called it. And it wasn't only till later when the advent of more home computers and the advent of more applications where you can do all sorts of things online that we started saying the word cyber and cybersecurity. Even just less than 20 years ago, we didn't even agree how to spell cybersecurity. If you would have used a Microsoft Word and you would have spelt it with two words, it would have put it together and some other ones would have took it apart. So we just now getting to that particular stage. So cybersecurity is the reason why it's so big in our lives now is because everything has moved to digital form. And the more information out there, the more of the need to protect that information.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been serving in this field for a very long time then, since the 90s.
Yeah, well, it actually goes back further than that. I was in the military. I'm retired military. I was in the Signal Corps. The Signal Corps is like the, we call it like the IT section of the Army. And I've done a lot of things in the Army. I've written safety measures for restoring digital switches and stuff like that. I've wrote a lot of plans that ended up in the Signal School where they teach Common Core courses. And so I've always been in technology. When I retired from the military, I retired from the military in 1996, and I immediately started working for Time Warner Telecom as a network analyst. And it was during this time at Time Warner Telecom that I noticed that there was a need for people like me from the professional ranks to become teachers because when my kids were going to school, I found out that they didn't hardly have any STEM teachers, and STEM is all I've been doing all my life. And so I actually quit my position at Time Warner as a network analyst, cut half of my pay and became a teacher. And I have not regretted it ever since. And from there, I went back to get some more degrees so I can be even more proficient in what I was doing and teaching. So I walked into the classroom from having the practical experience of working and everything that I taught, and now all of a sudden I was a teacher, and teaching those same things that I have learned.
Yeah, and that's so incredibly important for our students to learn about cybersecurity because this is not going away. We do need to be safe, and keep our information safe as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so how was the National Cybersecurity Center founded?
Okay, well, the National Cybersecurity was founded a few years ago when our then governor, Hickenlooper, had visited Israel. And he noticed that he said they had a hub for cyber activity that took care of policy, education, protection, and information. And he thought that this would be a great idea to have the same thing in Colorado Springs. We have a lot of military bases here. We have the foundational organizations that we could actually use to our advantage in this particular area. And so when he came back, we worked with well, he worked with the UCCS, and that's where our office is right now, and started the National Cybersecurity Center. And we've been the hub of cyber activity for the past 5 years when it comes to education and policy and engagement and information.
Yeah, and how fitting it is to have the National Cybersecurity Center here, amongst, the military background and probably a lot of professionals that are already here can serve there at the National Cybersecurity Center.
Absolutely. It's been great, the connections that we have made with some of the important people in this industry. Our CEO, Harry Radke, is a retired general, so he's already had his hand in many of the organizations that supply us with the cyber services that we need. And so he helped open the doors, a lot of doors for us. And we have a great staff that support one another in this effort,
Yeah, that's great. So, why is it important for our kids to learn about cybersecurity?
Okay, the thing I would tell you is this. Since like I said, cybersecurity used to be a particular thing, but now it's everything because we can do everything online. And I always try to emphasize to parents, even though your child may not want to go into the realm of cybersecurity, it is extremely important for your child to learn the basic safety issues and cyber hygiene that they need to practice for the rest of their lives. And so it's not just us training people to go into the industry, it's us training people to know how to traverse and be safe in the cyber realm, because there's a lot of bad actors out there and people want your information and they want your money. So this is why all students should learn cybersecurity. It should be part of Common Core, actually,
Oh,
so
right. Yeah.
it should be in a way part of humanities, and I know when people, when I say this should be part of humanities, people look at me kind of funny. I was like, well, think about it. Think about what it's doing to our society.
True.
Think about the changes that we have to make and the historical differences. Think about the way information travels so fast, and we have to catch, we have to catch all of these things. So it's extremely important. It's no longer a luxury. It's a necessity to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Thomas, thank you for helping us understand the importance of cybersecurity and even what it is. Join me in thanking our sponsors, the Huntington Learning Center and Inspirational Homeschooling, for bringing this show to you. When we come back, we're going to discuss ways you can help your kids learn about cybersecurity. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, and I'm here with Thomas Russell. We are discussing ways that you can help your children learn about cybersecurity. This show is brought to you by our sponsors, Inspirational Homeschooling and the Huntington Learning Center. Welcome back, Thomas.
Oh, thank you.
Why do you feel it is the best and most effective way to teach children about cybersecurity?
Well, I learned a lot of things as a teacher in the classroom. Initially, I was like every other teacher. I was trying to teach cybersecurity in classrooms that set up like the classrooms were since the last 100 years. And I quickly found out that that doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work is because some kids are ahead, some kids are behind. And it's unreasonable and even unrealistic, because in the real world things doesn't work like that, where you're trying to keep everybody along to pr produce a product. Everybody is mostly modularized and compartmentalized to do their job. So in the classroom, I thought, how can I fix this? And so I started working with project based teaching, meaning that I would have come up with a project. And I would give each one of the students a part of that project. Okay, your part is going to be programming, your part is going to be photography, your part is going to be networking, so forth, so on and so forth. So I noticed that when I did it that way, and they had to work together and collaborate as teams. That's the way I remember working in the real world when I was at Time Warner. And I noticed that the kids not only learn better when they understand what they why they're doing this. Like, instead of just sitting and typing codes on a computer, when I told them the beginning, the middle, and the end of it, and the purpose of it, I call it purposeful learning, they learn much better. And so I threw away all that traditional stuff. So if you were to walk into one of my classrooms, you would have seen these kids over here. They're working on a one project where they have to do a lot of coding. These other kids over here, where they're doing photography. These other kids are doing some type of networking, but it's all coming together because it's only one project. And then they can switch and learn the roles of the other people, but they also learn that no matter what you do, it takes a team, a team effort. And so once I started teaching that and cybersecurity in that way, I called these students. I say, well, you're going to be the subject matter expert in Windows. You're going to be the subject matter expert in Linux. You're going to be the subject matter expert in Packet Tracer. Okay, and that's what they do. They learn it, and when a year goes by, I say, okay, now we're going to switch. You're going to learn another skill, and they like that. They gravitate towards it. It makes it real, and it more mimics what the real world is, as opposed to just sitting in there learning to have somebody like me boring them to death by, just lecturing. So I make it project based. I make it so that they can learn. I make it fun, and this whole approach to it improved the cyber training and the cyber learning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I love that point that you made that this is transferable into real world jobs because that's how you work on a real world job is everybody works on their own part and comes together as a team for one big project. Now, I want to kind of circle back around to what you said about, well, some have learned photography and some, do these different pieces. So is your point kind of like, that people don't have to know cybersecurity. They can use what they have
Right.
to work on it.
It all melds together. It all melds together, and that's the important part. Like everything you do, we just took a picture here. That picture, even if you send it to me, it's got to go through a bunch of servers and switches and everything. There are people around those places that that can take the information out there before it can even get to us. And so we have to, like, we have to ensure that the kids get the opportunity to see everything is connected to cyber these days. So even though you might be doing photography, you still have to be cognizant that this picture, or you're doing some kind of any kind of networking, maybe you're designing websites. You have to be cognizant, no matter what you do, if it's online, it has to do with cybersecurity. And so you can get jobs as forensics, a person, by looking at videos, by looking at the files that the pictures come in the package that they come in, and see if it's any type of malicious software in there. So it encompasses just about everything. And this is really new, because it was not like this just a few years ago. My first computer, when I tell kids, And this is why we're so far behind with cyber now. The first computers that I bought didn't even have interface to hook up to the internet. There was no internet that the public knew of, and so we didn't think about that, and they didn't put the safety precautions in those early computer systems because it wasn't networked. Once it got networked and they found out that, wow, somebody can steal this stuff, that's when we started retrofitting our education system and everything else to catch up to make sure we have the people in the right percentage of the population that's educated to protect themselves. So we still behind because it wasn't built that way. It was built pretty open without the network portion. So that makes our job that much more challenging. That makes that's another reason why we are short of cyber professionals now, because it's growing exponentially and the need is growing, but we're not producing enough young people to go into the cybersecurity industry right now.
Yeah, so that must be why you have that passion to just train these kids
Yeah,
to.
and I know they can learn. I love teaching because I love the challenges when I get to these kids. When I was going to school, I barely made it out of high school. I mean, I can't remember what the what I needed to graduate, but say if it was 120 credits, most kids would get 130, 140. I had exactly 120. I had a D average. I was extremely poor in math because it was a mental block. And I noticed when I became older, when I didn't need math no more, I started getting math books. And I was like, I can do this. I didn't know I can do this. When I went to college, I just breezed through it like a hot knife through butter. And it wasn't that I couldn't do it. It wasn't being taught the right way.
Right.
You're telling me something, and I can't relate that to real life. You're drawing all these numbers. If you can tell me what this leads to and why, and maybe I'm not only understand it better, maybe I'll be interested in it. And so when I was a teacher and I came into the classroom, believe me, I had all this in my mind. You know, I went out later to get my master's and doctorate and everything else like that, but I was a very poor student, and some people even find that hard to believe. But and it was just the approach that the teachers was taking, which was another reason why I wanted to go there. And I knew that if I taught things a little bit differently and let them understand that they would get to exactly where they would need to be, and at the same time, believe it or not, I can make a lot of it fun. So, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I love that point that you made. If a child is interested in something and they see that what they're learning applies to where they're wanting to go, what their goal is, and they see that connection, they're able to make those connections and then learn what they need to learn to get where they want
Right. And
to go.
sometimes we're so wrapped up in tradition when it comes to education, we don't do anything. Like, I remember when I first went to technical school, the first thing they showed me was a schematic, and I swear to God, it must have been 20 feet long. And he was saying, "This operates, this operates." I had no idea what he was talking about. But then when he took me to see the actual equipment, then I understood it. I said, "Oh, they got this wrong. You should have brought me down here first, then took me upstairs and get the engineering, how this works." And they do, we do math in the same way too. We don't do math in the correct sequence, I believe, right now. And so I'm a math guy now, but I wasn't a math guy then. And so I want to make sure that all of these kids get the opportunity to learn. And by me being not like the top student, oh, I know, I've been there before. I was you 40, 50 years ago, whatever. And I understand this issue, and I can get you to where you need to be.
Great. Well, we're running out of time,
Okay,
but
all
I
right.
want you to tell us about the program that you've created for the kids and what certifications they can get, cost, etc., where they can find you.
Okay, well, I came up with something. I call it SimTech, Student Engagement and Mentoring in Technology. And the aim of SimTech is twofold: to introduce kids to cyber and STEM things in the first place, and then to gain the interest. I remember I used to always go to the 21C library, and I would get books, and but they would have certain days that they would play chess, and I used to see all the homeschool kids in there. And it was a 10-year-old homeschool girl. I'll never forget. She beat me so bad because my wife was downstairs, and I didn't want to. I can't see this. And when I found out that all of these kids were basically homeschooled, and this is where they hang out, the library, I remembered that, and I was like, wouldn't it be great? I mean, the library is fine, don't get me wrong, but I said, wouldn't it be great if these same kids, these same really bright kids, had another place to go, and they can go there, and I can have like a menu of what they can learn. And each one of those kids, it would be structured, but then I would have people around. It would be me, and they can go around and get them. It could be a social thing. I would have to be open for a long period of time. So that's how I came up with this idea. And so I would thank that little girl that beat me in chess to come up with that idea. That I think this is a population that could really benefit from certain things that I do here. And I also have a lot of experience with the homeschoolers when I was teaching at Falcon High School. The school district, which was great, they allowed some of those kids to come to my class, and they was made members of Cyber Patriot, and it just worked well. So me thinking about this after I got to National Cybersecurity Center, this is something that's been brewing in my head for a long time, and I honestly believe the homeschoolers would really love it. We have 3D printers. We have 3D computers, actually. You don't even need glasses. You can just sit down, and it's a 3D computer. And it's not just cybersecurity. This is STEM. And so all of those kids will learn different things in STEM. So it's going to be programming, and it's going to be networking. So it's going to be a lot of different things. But the one thing that you won't see, you won't come in and see some stodgy guy or girl standing up lecturing kids and all in the rows. Everybody's going to be spread out and doing their own thing. From my personal experience of working at Time Warner as a network analyst, this is how you learn. This is the real life, mimicking what happens in real life, not just sitting there listening to lectures.
Wonderful. So they can learn certifications.
Yeah, the certifications, and I forgot, I'm sorry, I forgot to say,
Okay.
but the certifications that they can earn is they can learn A plus certification. It could be Security Plus certification, IT fundamental certification. And we actually have much more than that, but those are the three that I mentioned because those are like the basic foundational things I think that all people should have if they're going to go into the cybersecurity industry.
Wonderful. And what website can they find you on?
Right now, we're still working on our website, but if they look up the National Cybersecurity Center, and once you get to that main site, I think it's ncc.org. Once you get to that main site, you'll see the educational system. But I want you to take a look at everything that the National Cybersecurity Center does, and also the education portion. That's my portion. But the National Cybersecurity Center does many things that helps the community, and I want to make sure that the things that we do get out there so people can understand and take advantage of our services.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing how kids can learn about cybersecurity. And thank you, the audience, for joining us.